Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, Pastor Ken? Look, I'm very glad that you're back
on a personal note, I missed you. I don't understand what happened there with some of the things that have been said about Joshua Higgins and those kind of things. You look, I'm trying to be cool, man, because I'm sticking with you. Okay? Now, yep. All I ask is Tony F., if he's there. Tony, I don't want you to stay on all night. I'd like you to come on here for like 2 minutes so I could say something to you, and then you could go back on the side, because most people don't like you. No, all due respect, man. Are you there?
I think, Pat Leroy, I don't think Tony's listening to my show right now. I think he's listening to Tony Gaga's show. Okay?
Look, I get that. That's cool. He doesn't have to answer me. I'll just say it to you. A lot of people out there were very disrespected by what he said about Joshua Higgins, and obviously Pastor Ken. You knew Joshua Higgins. I knew Joshua Higgins. J-Bo knew Joshua Higgins very close, okay? And so did Jeff from the Charlotte, North Carolina area. He knew Joshua Higgins real good, too. They were doing a wrap-up show for 10 days on Clay Douglas' show.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got hurt by his sudden death. And to bring that up after all these years that your other half did, it set off a lot of bad feelings, man. And I can't
control what Tony F. thinks or feels, okay?
No, I understand.
Pastor Ken,
but what you can do, you can just tell him not to come on the show, man. It's called growing a set of balls, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to a fellow pastor. But damn, man, you can't let him run everything. This is your show. Created this show.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm not saying anything negative about him, man. I don't know him to say anything negative about him. All I know is in the last show, he wouldn't shut the fuck up. But that's all I know. But you know what? I'm not getting back into that again. Okay? That was the last show. That was a week ago. A lot of people were really hurt by what he said. I understand it's not you, and you didn't add to those comments, because I know you like Joshua Higgins. But
he was a good guy. I really did like Joshua Higgins. Yes, he was a good guy. I mean,
but
he had some quirky moments.
A lot of people took what Tony F. said very seriously, and let's face it. I mean, let's face it. Tony F. was jealous of Joshua Higgins. And that's cool. I get that, man. Look, I'm not, I don't go for the, you know, I play for the blue team. I don't play for the pink team. But let me say this, man. It doesn't mean I disrespect you in any way, shape, or form. I got two guys that live next door to me that got married. And they're in their early and mid-30s, and they adopted a baby boy together when he was 6 months old, and now he is 6 years old, and they're doing good. So I got nothing against the gay community, man. Got nothing to do with that. The problem is Tony F. disrespected somebody that a lot of people around here care about, man. A lot of people. And, you know, on that note, if you got other callers, I want you to take them. I want to hear other callers chime in on this, because I still love you. I know you don't have any disrespect for Higgins. On that note.
Want to.
Lord, can't I ever just listen to this show without being drugged through it?
Oh, my God. Here we go. Please, Pat, please. Tony F., just let it go, man. I said.
I agree. I agree. Let it go. Came to listen to the show, and all I hear is my name. All I hear is my name, and if I have to come on to defend myself, I will. Or I can go back into the chat room and listen to the show. You decide.
I never asked you to come on the show. I mentioned
No,
you
did not, but you're talking about me.
But I mentioned, can you let me talk, man? Just let me
talk.
Oh,
here we go again. You're not going to shut up again?
All right, you know what? Do all your talking right now, and then let me do mine. Go ahead.
Well, I'm only here because all I've been hearing since the show started is Tony F., Tony F., Tony F., Tony F. Well, Tony F. is going to come on and defend himself. Or I can go back into the chat room, be quiet like y'all wanted, and listen to the show. But if I'm being discussed, I'm going to be on the air. Now, speak.
Yeah, don't treat me like I'm some kind of slave, man. Tell me to speak, man. Let me say this, Tony F. You disrespected somebody. Okay? Now let me talk. I know you're gonna interfere, but let me just say what I gotta say, man. The problem is that your significant other, Pastor Ken, who is the owner of the show, I know, look, I get it, man. I know you pay for half the show. I know all about that. We talked about that in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But I have been the biggest supporter of Pastor Ken's show, and you fucking know that, man. And you know that, Tony. Okay? I'm here first every night. I've been with Pastor Ken for 6 months, man, almost every show. So if you're going to bust my balls, I'm going to turn around and bust yours back. Now look here, man. Look here. Let's let go what you said. Did you say it in anger? Did you say it by mistake? You and I are older people, man. I'm nearly 60 years old. But you got to understand the majority of the people listening to this show are 40 and under. And that's a fact, man. And they take that shit personally. They really do, man.
Yeah. So I guess they would, Patrick. I guess they would. Okay.
I'm not trying to come on here and bust anybody's balls, man. Okay.
Doing a good job of it, though.
Well, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just telling you what you did to upset people. That's all. We all make mistakes in life, man. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. Okay, and then I've been in prison for some of the mistakes I made in my life, man. And if you didn't, then you're a better man than me.
Now, you know, in North Carolina, hold on real quick, just real fast. In North Carolina, they blew up a power plant. There are 40,000 people without power in North Carolina right now, all because they were going to have a drag show in that city. Now, that's what people should be upset about. That is what should worry people, not what I'm saying. Worry about what's going on in the world. Worry about, you know, that we might be attacked by other countries. Worry about nuclear war. There are so many things that you should be worrying about. Worry about y'all's health, about COVID. You know, there are so many things that you should be worrying about. Childhood hunger, spousal abuse. There are so many worries in this world, and y'all are all worried about a podcast and something that I said. Now, if that puts me on top of all of y'all's worries, hallelujah. Thank you for placing me at the top of that pedestal. But honestly, there's so much more to be worried about in this world without being silly about who I talk about and who I don't talk about.
Well, you know what? Let me say this, man, and I agree with part of what you're saying, okay? The problem is the people that are on this show that listen to Pastor Ken's show, including myself, put Pastor Ken on a pedestal, man. He's a part of our weekly life. He was on for like
15
straight shows,
and I didn't say anything bad about him.
Okay, look, just let me talk, man.
Oh, I have been.
He did like 15 straight shows, man, and a lot of people got attached to him, okay? Then suddenly he stopped doing them, and I'll tell you why he stopped doing them. All due respect to you, Tony F., but it was because of you.
No. Let me tell you why Ken stopped doing the show, and then, I mean, for a while, and then you can ask him, and he can tell you the truth. He got tired of people calling up on the air and acting like he was retarded, screaming at him, talking to him in the strangest tones of voice, like he was stupid. And he got tired of that, and that's why he took a break. It had nothing with y'all to do with y'all boycotting the show because of me and me coming on the air. Ken got tired of being treated like a retard. So, now you can ask him, Ken, why did you stop doing your show for a couple of days?
I got tired of all the bull stuff going on. And, okay, you know, yes, I have a problem with my hearing, okay, but it doesn't mean that you need to call in and talk slow.
And ridicule you.
And ridicule and kind of talk loud, okay? I mean, I can hear, okay, normal conversation, okay? It's just maybe not all that well, but I still can hear it, okay? So, you know, like, we're having a conversation, and I can hear you, Leroy. So, I mean, that's the reason why I got tired of doing shows. I know I was on 15 days straight, and things happen.
Look here, man. First off, Pastor Ken, you got to get closer to the microphone, man. I can barely hear you, but I did hear you mention my name. But you got to get closer to the microphone. I can't even hear you, man. It's like you're in a cave.
Oh, okay. I thought you could hear me.
No, we got some callers here. A lot of 111 callers.
No, hold on a second, man, before you take that caller. You said something about me. So, what is it, man?
No, I could hear you, okay, in a normal conversation, okay? That's what I was saying. I said I could hear Pastor Leroy talking normal, okay? He's not yelling or screaming or talking slow. You know, that's what I was referring to. You.
And thank you for clarifying that reason that you took a couple of days off, Ken. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now he can exit now because his time in the limelight is over. Now, why don't you start taking some calls, man? I know you got to have some calls, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, I got about four of them, so right in a row here. Let me see who we got here. 111. Okay. All right. Okay. And so far, no good. Oh, 111, you're on here.
Pastor Ken, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Warren. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. I mean, I'm out and about, but I just wanted to touch on a subject, and I'm wondering if Tony F. is still listening.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, I want to put something in perspective, if I may. A while back, there was a lot of things said about his dead sister. He got very offended, and y'all got very offended. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, you even said in the Discord, you said, bring DC2 up in this bitch. Because you all wanted to talk, you asked everyone to come in there because you wanted to, you went out with the vengeance because you got mad because Kent Hopper or somebody was talking about Tony Ann's dead sister. Now, that all pissed you off, didn't it? Okay.
Yeah, it did.
So, to that point, how can you downplay someone saying something bad about Joshua Higgins?
Okay, can I answer that question then, Juan?
Absolutely. The question's directed to you.
Okay. I said something very minor about Higgins being dead, and it was that simple. I did not say the things that they were saying about my sister, about how they were going to dig her out of the ground and fuck her and mung her and bring her back to life and fuck her in the ass and all this other crap. I didn't say anything disrespectful about Higgins in that manner, the way they talked about my sister. There's a big difference.
Well, I think it's in the eye of the beholder, because you can say one thing, and to you it's nothing, but to others it's a big deal. For example, let me answer this, please. Someone might think munging ain't a big deal. Someone might think digging up a dead corpse ain't a big deal. But to you, it's a big deal, ain't it?
Okay, well, then me saying that I'm not bothered by somebody being dead, where's the big deal? I didn't know the man, so
you
it
said
doesn't
more
bother me
that
he's dead.
Y'all said
what,
more
what
than
did
that,
I,
Tony.
What did I say? Tell me what I said, Juan.
I don't want to
tell me what I said.
I'm going to get pissed off.
Oh, well, tell me what I said then. It seems everybody can call in this show and say that
y'all
I said horrible
said.
Things, but nobody knows what I said.
I can
now,
go
isn't
back
that
to
silly?
The replay.
Well,
silly.
You're offended and you called
okay.
in. You shouldn't have to replay it. You tell me what I said.
Okay.
That was
well,
so,
I guess it's
that
the
was
same
so
thing.
Horrible.
Y'all talking about Joshua Higgins and your sister getting munged. Same thing. Don't get offended. It was just simple munging. Someone want to dig up your dead sister, fuck her, and fuck her in the ass. Oh, well, what's the big deal, Tony F? What is the big deal?
Okay.
Someone
so what's the big deal about
sister?
Me saying
shit,
that Higgins was a no-good, homo-loving, thought he wrote his own Bible and said Jesus was a fag, and he's dead. So what's the difference? There, I said it, and what
okay,
of it?
Okay, like you said, what's the big deal? It's not a big deal.
What's the big deal? I agree. What's the big deal? So why
you
are y'all talking about it day after day?
Can I fuck your dead sister? Would you get mad? I won't fuck your dead sister. What's the big deal? I like fucking dead people. I think your dead sister's sexy as fuck.
Well, you have fun because she was cremated. You have fun because she was cremated.
I don't give a fuck. I'll tell
okay,
you what.
Well,
I put that bitch in some chili.
You do it. Put her in some
chili
and fuck her down.
That
way you say
your ass up.
Take her to the college.
One more time.
Take her to a college game. Take her to a college game. Fuck her during Roll Tide. You think I give a shit?
That's right. Put that bitch
you think
in
I care? In fact, why don't you take her and Higgins and fuck them both?
She took my dick twice.
Ooh,
how about
did she?
That?
Ooh, was it good? Was it good? Because I heard
do
the bitch
it.
Could suck dick. I heard Miss Thang could lay down some pipe. Was it good? Did you enjoy it? Did you
I'm
have fun
enjoy
fucking
it.
My dead
I'm,
sister?
I haven't done it.
Did
I'm
you have
you,
fun?
I want to do it. Where's she at?
Well, do
she's
it.
San Antonio.
Do it.
Give me the address. I'm going to fuck that bitch.
All right, you
I'm
do that.
Fuck her. And you know what?
Take photos.
I'll tell you
take
what,
photos.
Though.
Put some video on.
Hey, on
get
a scale
on Facebook.
From 1 to 10,
do it live.
What was she?
Do it right.
Scale from 1 to 10, what was she?
And,
oh, wait.
An
hold on. Scale from 1 to 10, what are you? Because you're a fucking negative fucking 2.
Okay.
One more thing, with all due respect. Roll Tide, motherfuckers. Hell yeah. I'm a mung your sister, you fucking bitch. Y'all bitches, man. Fuck that shit, man. It's the same thing. It's the same goddamn thing, right? Same thing. Don't need to get offended. Someone wants to fuck
you. Right, I agree. So why are y'all so offended? I agree. So why are y'all so offended?
I'm not offended. I'm just telling
you
I won't fuck your sister.
You must be. You must be. You're up on
your... I agree with you.
You're up here...
No fucking deal.
Okay, well, I agree with you, too.
You
go have fun fucking dead people.
I won't monger. Ain't no reason to get mad.
You go right ahead.
I won't fuck her. That's it.
Okay.
I have my headset. I'm fucking her. Fuck yeah. Let's
okay,
do
that.
Why not?
Do it. Right now.
All
right,
who else is dead?
I don't know. Let's see. Well, let's see. Kirstie Alley died today. There's a variety of dead presidents. God only knows the people you could dig up and have sex with. Hello?
I'm talking about people related to you.
Go to California. Go to Hollywood Cemetery. Fuck them stars and shit. Do it right.
God.
Don't fuck
man,
dead. I mean, don't
okay.
fuck people that aren't ain't famous. Fuck the famous.
I got it. I got my point across. I hit a nerve. Yes, I
no,
did.
You did.
You're mad. All
you
right.
Wish, you,
I
wish,
got it.
You wish you could hit my nerve.
I got it. Put no,
look
man.
Here,
yeah,
no,
you,
man.
Hey, look here.
Yeah,
look
you got
here.
Some.
Let me talk.
For
probably Katie
don't even want to hit your nerve.
Look here. Damn, does anybody
okay.
hear me, man? How many
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
guys
yeah,
are you look here, man? Damn, I'm like a nigga on hold that I got to keep pushing to get in, man.
No, you can come on anytime.
All right, well, let me say this, man. I think it was disrespectful what Tony S. said about Kirstie Alley, man. She was one of my favorite actresses on Cheers. She was in Star
Mine
Trek.
Mine too. I used to do Kirstie Alley in my act, dude.
Her, man. You
I have met Kirstie Alley. So
Kirstie
get over
Alley,
yourself.
Man.
Get
Why,
over
you
yourself.
You disrespected her, man.
Oh, I disrespect everybody. I'm disrespectful. That's why y'all keep calling, because you like it. You like to hear me be disrespectful. And guess what? I don't give a holy crap. I really don't.
Why do you throw
eggs? You haven't heard me be disrespectful, actually.
Why do you throw eggs at Kenny? Why do you beat him up with eggs? Why do you throw eggs at him?
With eggs?
Raw eggs.
Dude, do you know that? Wait, hold on a minute. Baby, do you know that eggs are going for almost $6 a dozen? How in the hell am I going to throw eggs at Kenny? You must be crazy. Eggs are expensive as a motherfucker. Hello. Gonna waste some eggs throwing them at people.
I gotta admit,
you must be crazy.
What you just said there, man. That is true. Eggs are expensive as a motherfucker. And what the fuck are they so expensive for, man? That really pisses me off. Because we like to have eggs here in my house, man. We used to have 4 or 5 dozen a week. But they're like $7 a dozen, man. And we can't afford that shit here in the Bronx,
yeah,
man.
I understand in New York, okay, a gallon of milk is almost $6, too.
That's true, man. No, it's more than that. It's $6.50 here on Manhattan Island. Let me say this, man. The people in New York City are getting robbed. I can't afford to stay here, man. I may have to move. I may have to jump in the Hudson River because I've had enough, man. I can't take no more. This is bullshit. People here on the Harlem side, on the Brooklyn side in New York City shouldn't have to be paying these kind of prices, man. To live here, I live in a shithole, man. I got rats in my basement. I got a goddamn friggin' mouse in my attic running around every fucking night, man. And I'll tell you what. My wife, she don't care. My wife don't give a shit. But you know what? It's not about me. It's about Tony.
Yeah,
Mike.
I mean. Yeah, I mean, things are skyrocketing all around us, okay? Okay, it's terrible that we were having to buy eggs at $6 a dozen and milk at almost $6 a gallon, okay? Some places,
well,
gas was over
$7
a gallon.
Pastor Ken, I'm going to go right out there and tell you straight up, man. I don't mean to be religious on your show. And I don't mean to be political on your show. But I'm going to go right out and say it, man. And if people want to hate my guts, they can. This goddamn piece of shit president, Joe Biden, is nothing but a worthless, brain-dead piece of shit, man. And he shouldn't even be in the office. He's done nothing but fuck us up. He took away the American pipeline. 1 week into his presidency, man, the American pipeline is what was keeping us alive. And he fired all his motherfuckers, man. And now gas prices are $4 or $5 a gallon. Do you like paying that? I don't like paying that shit, man.
How much are you paying a gallon?
I'm paying $4 a gallon right now, but we were paying $5.50 about 6 months ago, man.
Oh, we're paying about $2.40 a gallon down here.
Oh, well, you know what? Isn't that fucking great for you, man? That don't help me because I don't live down there, man.
And I thought most New Yorkers didn't even own cars. I thought in New York it was very about the subway and stuff. I thought most New Yorkers didn't even drive.
You don't understand the five boroughs of New York, man. Okay, you're talking about Manhattan Island. I don't live on Manhattan Island. Okay, I live in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Island, Harlem, and the Bronx. There's islands here, man. Do your freaking homework and check your map, man. Look here. I'm done talking. Do you have any callers, Pastor Ken?
No, I do not. I have callers, but they haven't passed the one key. They're just sitting there listening to us. Oh, I got another call. I just pushed the one key. Let me take him and see what we got. 111, you're on here.
King, this is Kanye. God's Rebel Ministries is over. We be up on that shit. Peace out.
All right.
Who was that?
I have no idea.
Let me ask your opinion, Pastor Ken. And you, Tony S. Now, I told you my opinion on our current presidency. I think the president that we have in there right now is a brain dead, piece of dog shit, who doesn't even know his fucking name, let alone can even give a speech to anybody without having a telephrator.
If you're asking my opinion on our political state, I will say this. Yes, I voted for Biden. But I would have voted for I would have voted for Mickey Mouse so we wouldn't have the president that we had before.
It really
doesn't matter who would have run. I would have voted for anybody besides Trump.
Why? Why don't you like President
Trump? You could have run. You could have run for president. I'd have voted for you.
I'm asking you why you don't like President Trump, man.
He's a crook. For one, because he's a crook. For one, he did not have our country in mind. He was worried more about his own gain. I mean, isn't it simple enough? He started an insurrection at the Capitol. I mean, come on. He's trying to drag down our entire electoral system by saying that people cheat and they don't count votes and they don't do this, which even right now his own Republican Party is parting ways from him. So, you know, this is a man who sat down with Kanye and a white supremacist to discuss Hitler. And you're wondering why I don't like him? Honestly, he didn't like hearing that.
Well, you know what? No, not about I didn't like hearing that, man. I want you to understand something, Tony F. President Trump did a lot of good things for this country in the 4 years that he was president. Now, whether you like him personally or not, that's another story. Okay, look, I don't like him personally. But when you got Trump and Hillary Clinton, the goddamn woman who should be in prison from Benghazi from freaking 10 years or 20 years ago, that woman should be doing 50 to life, man, for all the people that died there, if you want to know the truth.
So they should put her in a cell next to Trump for all he stole from our country.
Well, you're
correct.
No,
this is what you're saying. You're saying that they both deserve to be in prison cells, right?
Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails. You understand
that? And Trump stole private files from the U.S. government. He committed treason.
You know what? I'm not going to
argue. The Rosenbergs were executed in the 50s for the exact same thing that Trump did.
But it's okay.
And they were executed by our government. They were executed by the U.S. government.
What's your opinion on Benghazi?
I don't have one.
Of course. Of course you don't. because you know Hillary Clinton is a murdering bitch and should be dead. But you know what?
Most of our presidents are murderous.
All right,
they start wars. They kill innocent people. Most of our presidents are murderers. Yeah, I agree with you. Every president we've had so far has led us into a war where lots of U.S. Soldiers are killed. So, yeah, I would say every one of our presidents has been a murderer.
Oh, except
I agree with you there.
Right.
I agree with
except
you
Biden,
on that point.
Except Biden, right?
We're at war, aren't we? We're still losing U.S. Military, so that makes him a murderer, too.
I thought
you
threw
really
everybody out of Afghanistan.
We still have people that are over there doing other things. I mean, we're getting ready to go to war with Russia. Come on.
Ken,
yeah.
I know you got some callers. Let's take some callers. I want other people's opinion on this, man. Your show's only half an hour old. Let's get some other people on here.
Yeah, let's see who we got here. Try it one. Okay, it's a fake caller. Try another one.
Another
fake caller. Let's try another one. One, you're on the air.
Pastor,
yeah.
Man, so good to hear you. But where's Pastor Veal? I hear Leroy, but where's Veal? Is he just not on tonight?
No, he decided to do his own show with my name.
Well, why don't you invite him back?
He doesn't want to come back.
He was a really good co-host of the show. I miss him dearly. Do you think he was a good co-host, too?
Well, he was okay. I mean, I have no problem. I have problems with Veal because he decided to start up a blog talk show using God's Rainbow Ministry's name and my intro to God's Rainbow Ministry, which he has no right to do. So I'm not happy about that.
Somebody told me that Benjamin Buford Fontaine gave him the rights to do that.
Yeah, but Buford doesn't have any rights to do that.
Buford said that he owned a big stake in your show to me. He said that, but my question.
Tony, tell this man that Buford Fontaine has nothing to do with this show.
I don't even know who Buford Fontaine is.
That's that guy that talks
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah,
I like him. He's funny. But he doesn't own part of this show. But he is funny.
Okay, well, will you ever be on Pastor Veal's show?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I heard that you called him a fraud and a piece of shit. Sorry for using such foul language.
Oh.
You said he belonged in hell. You played a clip on his show last night of you saying he belonged in hell.
Oh, my God, did you say that?
Yeah, you said he was a fraud. He can't think of a name for his own ministry without using mine.
Well, it's the same thing like he did with Kent's show. Kent threw him off of that show. He just goes from show to show. If he was such a great pastor and had this great following, he would have his own show. He would take Buford's money and start his own program.
He did, but using my name.
Well, that's how come you reported him to Blog Talk, as it should be.
Yeah, I surely did. I reported him.
But Veal is still on Pastor Ken's show. He was on Pastor Kent's show the other day. I heard him. I don't understand why you pastors are fighting. You're all godly men. that you're
I'm not fighting with anyone. Okay, I'm not fighting with anyone. I just don't think somebody should be using my name, okay, for their benefits. Okay, I think if you're going to start your own show, come up with a ministry name for your own, okay?
Amen.
And if you write your own intros, don't steal mine, okay? And don't copy me, okay? You want to be unique? Then be yourself. Don't try to be somebody you're not. Simple.
Well, you've been talking bad talk about him pretty constantly, from what I understand.
I have, and I think he needs to change the name of his show and be original. Okay, don't copycat me.
You, Pastor. That's not very godly of you. You need to turn the other cheek. Ken, what commandment is turning the other cheek?
I know Jesus turned the other cheek. Okay. But you know, it's like this. Okay. Okay. I mean, you can only turn your cheek so long. Okay, and yeah. You've got to change things, okay? You can't let somebody walk all over you either, you know?
Yes. Ken, do you know the Ten Commandments?
Yes, I know the Ten Commandments. And I'm not going to say them on the show, okay? So thank you very much anyway.
Why do you refuse to say them? Pastor Veal said them on his show. He listed all ten, and he didn't stumble or fumble. Why can't you list them off?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's okay.
You won't answer the damn question. Why won't you answer my question?
Because I don't think it's needed to say the Ten Commandments on the show. Okay? Okay, everybody knows the Ten Commandments. It's there. Okay? Okay, so, I mean, there's no issue. I'm just saying we don't need to sit there and say the Ten Commandments. You know the Ten Commandments.
All I'm hearing is excuses. You could have said the Ten Commandments by now, but all I'm hearing is excuses on why you can't say them. I don't think you know
that.
Do
you think he's a circus monkey that he should just jump and perform because you want him to?
He's a pastor. I'm asking him a godly request.
And he's telling you he doesn't have time.
Well, he could have described it in the period of time that he was talking about why he wouldn't say it, so I don't understand what the issue is here. Just say the damn thing, because it's part of the conversation.
Why don't you tell us the Ten Commandments?
Of course. I can absolutely tell the Ten Commandments, because I really appreciate
them. Well, do it. I'll get you started. Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not have
Thou
no
shalt
other
not
God
covet thy neighbor's
thee
wife or goods.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the
no,
Lord.
No, I didn't ask you.
God
I didn't ask you to read them. I asked you to say them.
I am saying them, sir.
You're reading them. You're reading them.
I asked Ken to read the Ten Commandments. I'm saying them. I'm not reading them. I remember these things because I'm a man of God. Remember,
well, hallelujah,
day,
praise the Lord.
Keep it holy.
I'm glad you're a man of the Lord. Praise that.
Father, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's life. See, Ken could have just said that in the period of time I was talking.
And you forgot. You forgot one.
Uh-huh.
You forgot keep the Sabbath holy.
Yep. You forgot one.
Keep the Sabbath holy.
Yeah.
You forgot one. So you only knew nine commandments. Oh, my goodness. You're a pastor. You're a pastor.
I'm not
a high standing. And you only knew nine of them.
I'm not a pastor.
You said, you're just a man of God. Okay, I misunderstood.
Man of God.
You're a man of God who doesn't know the Ten Commandments.
I told you the Ten Commandments. I said
mine
the other one that you were thinking of.
Oh, and you forgot another one. Honor thy mother and father.
I said that.
Thou shalt not worship any other image.
I said that graven images. I said graven images. That's the thing. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me or graven images. See, you wouldn't know that because you're not real.
Do you have any other callers?
Yeah, I do have another caller.
Let's take callers.
Yeah, okay. Let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Ed, you've been talking a long time. Fuck you, you fucking cockroach.
That was funny. That was funny.
You go, Tony Montana.
Oh, that was funny. Let's try another one. 111.
Can I come over and get that suck job from you, Ken? You don't
have Lord.
To
hey, just hang up on this
you.
Freak.
Yeah, he wants blowjobs.
Well, he ought to get one. He's down there at the Haven of Hope. I know there's lots of crackheads down there. He gets bound up on one or two. Lord have mercy.
Oh, when that Pastor Veal, he called in.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's probably going to talk bad about. He's probably going to talk bad about me. You might as well bring him on.
Oh, you think?
Sure, why not bring him on?
Oh, okay.
Bless his heart.
Okay, well, let's bring Pastor Veal on. Hey, Pastor Veal.
We can congratulate him on his new service and his new show.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
right.
Ken. Hey, Ken, I changed the name of the show to God's Rainbow Ministers. I hope that's a big enough change for you. I think it suits both of us well.
I'm just happy that you're embracing your homosexuality. That's what I'm happy about. I am so glad that you're coming forth to teach the LGBTQ community. I love that, Veal. I am so behind you.
I didn't like gay people. I never said
no, I'm just saying that, you know, since you're going to be a pastor now, I figure you're coming out of the closet since you're going to start preaching to the LGBTQ community. How can you preach to us if you're not one of us?
Why wouldn't I preach to the LGBTQ community anyways?
Well, not if
like,
you're not,
not
one of us. How can you speak for or to the LGBTQ community if you're not even aware or, you know?
You
it's nice. I love
the
fact that you're doing it. I love the fact that you're doing it, but, you know, yay. Yay for you.
Like, what do Ken's sermons have anything to do with gay people? Like, I've never noticed any bent in Ken's sermons.
But he could. He could discuss the problems of the LGBTQ community if he had to. Could you?
I mean, I'd like to think that I could talk about social issues that are important. And I mean, obviously,
but they're
I don't
not
have
all
the
social. But they're not all social. But they're not all social.
Okay, name one then, Tony. Like, I'm just curious. I'm trying to get ideas for my show here.
Okay, what is your stand on the 43 transgendered women who have been killed across the United States in just this year alone?
It's a travesty. Transgender people shouldn't be being killed, and it's a public health crisis.
What's your opinion on PrEP?
What's my opinion on PrEP? See that?
Yeah. What's your
there,
opinion
Tony,
on PrEP?
I
don't know what PrEP
there,
is?
I don't know what PrEP is. No.
Okay. PrEP is something that you see on your television all the time, Veal. There's commercials for it. It's treatment for people who don't have HIV to keep them from getting HIV.
It's
called
thing.
PrEP. So,
yeah, I didn't know the name of it, but I know that you can literally
it's on
get
television
AIDS
all
now,
the time.
Baby,
there's commercials for it on like every channel. They shove it down
your
throat. It's
TV.
Horrible. It's horrible.
I don't watch much TV. I don't watch much
so
TV.
So what's your opinion on drag queens reading stories to children in public libraries?
I think culture war stuff is sort of like just bullshit, to be brutally honest, and so I really don't care.
But you want to preach to the LGBTQ community. Don't you think we care?
I mean, you guys certainly do, but why should I be like, oh, yeah,
why
I'm going to get up on
why
my sermon
a pastor
and say,
that,
hey,
why
man.
Should a pastor? Why should a pastor that wants the LGBTQ community to follow him, and yet he's saying he doesn't really give a crap about some of the things that we worry about?
I mean, that's not really necessarily what I mean by saying not giving a crap. What I mean is I don't give a crap about the social war aspect of it because I don't think it's a pastor's job, right or left, to comment on social war stuff. I think it should be just love thy neighbor, right? Like, that's a really simple Bible verse.
I don't know. I've always thought a pastor's job was to help his congregation with their social standings and the way they live and their community service and whatnot, stuff like that. I never knew that
so
it was a complete separation.
So are you cool if Iowa having first in the nation status for the Republican nomination so they can get a bunch of fundies into office?
I didn't hear what he
said.
Like,
just curious, because if you want to mix religion and politics, which, I mean, they naturally do, then you wouldn't support Republicans really using that to nominate fundamentalist candidates.
I don't support the Republicans in a lot of things.
Right. So
I don't support the Democrats in a lot of things.
Good. That means you are not.
I got to
deal
with them or not, actually.
Anyways, I just
do
wanted
I?
To call in and see if the name change was all right. It's God's Rainbow Ministers. I can change it back to Ministries if you'd like. Since BBF gave me the right, so I don't know.
No, that sounds like 10:30. It's up to you.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I'll talk to you later, Ken. Have a good show.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye, Bill. I'll be there to hear your new show. Let me know when it is. Oh, did he leave already?
Yeah, he left.
Oh. I so wanted to know his schedule.
I don't think he has a set schedule.
You should play a Christmas carol.
Yeah, let's play some music here, guys. Yeah, let's play some music.
Play some Christmas music.
Give me a second here to get my music list together.
So, who do I have on the line? Tell me what you want for Christmas. What can Santa bring you to make you happy this year? Pastor Leroy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. You know what? You know what? I want Santa Claus to bring me this year, man. How about 8 ounces of the best marijuana that is available in the state of New York, man?
Oh, that sounds like a good present.
Only 8 ounces?
8 ounces is cute.
It's legal here in New York, man. There's a place called Pureleaf right down the street, man. And because I get my veteran discount and I get my old man discount, I get 40% off every single bit I buy there, man. So I go there and I buy whatever they got on sale that week. I bring it home. We do a little smoke with the wife. And, you know, we're all good, man. When you get to be my age, which I know Pastor Ken, I think, is actually older than me, you need something to help you through. Now, in Texas, I don't believe marijuana is legal. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Well, that kind of sucks because here in New York, it has been legal for about a year, and we got pot dispensaries in like every other neighborhood, man. And I
but
just
I've
go
seen
down
the
there.
Price. I've seen the prices at those dispensaries. That's kind of outrageous.
Yeah, like $40 an eighth.
It's more than that. It's more like $60 an eighth. But let me tell you this.
Yeah, it's expensive
it's
as hell.
Truth, it's like $60 an eighth, but they got all different grades of marijuana, man. You can get 14 THC. You can get 18 THC. You can get 20, 24, or even 26, man. Now, if you're a medical patient, in the state, you can get up to 36 THC. That shit will knock you on your ass, man. But that's only for people who need it.
But you're gonna pay for that stuff.
That stuff is expensive.
I don't know, but I've heard here in Texas it comes right across the border and you can get an ounce for about $50.
But that's just regular. That's just regular. Yeah. He's talking about.
I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that drove.
I was joking. It was funny.
Yeah. Well, they got some really strong drove. I mean,
they've got some really strong Reggie. Hello.
Yeah. Well, let's play some Christmas music out there. Let's play, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah! Yeah!
Here we go.
Yeah!
Now mute everybody's music, or else you're just going to hear them squawking. Show's almost over, right?
Cold outside.
couple more to go.
Oh, my friend.
Yes, amen. Thank God it's Christmas time once again. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to say thank you, everybody, for listening. I want you to sit there and have a blessed week, okay? I'm going to come back on again maybe tomorrow, if not, the next day after that. But anyway, I'm going to say God bless you all. We had Juan from Alabama on. It's always good to have Juan on. Okay, thank you, Brimshaw. Gavin Moorhead, I just pardon. Okay, for being in the chat. We had Terry McGillicuddy in there. Okay, we had Mike Hunt in there. God bless y'all. So I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.